Hi everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of the Irish Knicks Fan Podcast. I'm your host, Breed Evers, and on this show we talk about beer, basketball, and business, and not necessarily in that order. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the big blowout victory that we had against the Wolves on Monday night. Our guys played like absolute world beaters with something to prove. And if we're honest, the game was over by the end of the first half, but we'll get into that. And then in the second segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of taking the leap, setting yourself a deadline, and creating the circumstances where you have to rise to the occasion and make your dreams a reality. So stay tuned for that. So, in the first quarter, Julius Randle came out and started playing like Steph Curry, had 5 3-pointers by the end of that first quarter. And why this was unusual was that up until Monday night's game, Randle was actually shooting only 24% from three-point land. So this was a little bit of an outlier game for him, but I wasn't complaining because our three guys, Randle, RJ and Brunson, really came to play and decided that they were going to absolutely torch the Timberwolves. Randle finished the game with 31 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Our guy RJ had another 22-point game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Again, RJ just seems to be scoring 20-plus points every single game. And honestly, I think he could have had even more, but if the game was that little bit more competitive, because he definitely spent a significant portion of the game taking a rest or allowing his counterparts to shine a little bit. Mr. Brunson, Mr. Big Show, fast becoming one of my favorite players on this team, had another huge performance with 23 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds. So, you know, just a couple of assists and rebounds shy of a triple-double. And yeah, our three-headed snake, the tip of the spear, our three big, you know, big superstar players showed up and kind of put this game out of reach pretty early on. Full disclosure, it was a bit of a weird viewing experience for me because I was watching the edited version of the game the following day, and with about 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, it basically cut to the beginning of the third. So there's some highlights that I didn't get to see and haven't actually been able to find clips of. I don't know whether that just says that the game was shite and there was some intern at the NBA app editing saying, look, you're not missing much, the game's over. I don't know, but it was odd because I never thought I'd admit this or that I would think this way, but not getting to see some of the crowd reactions, not getting to see some of the dance cams and the drum lines and the, you know, weird little challenges and even the halftime show kind of took me out of it a little bit. But, you know, if there was ever a game for the viewing experience to be a little bit off, and for me to have actually missed large chunks of the game itself, it would be a game where we've basically created a 20-point cushion and maintained that for the entire game. So there's not much else to report from a Knicks perspective in this episode, at least, apart from the fact that Obi had another very solid game. Hashtag let Obi play. 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Quick had 9 points and just some overall half decent defensive performances by our bench guys as well. excuse me. So honestly, I don't remember the Knicks, our guys, our beloved team, having that many big blowout victories last season. So long may it continue. It may not create the most enjoyable viewing experience as a fan, but at the same time, it's nice to take a bit of a break of the usual roller coaster and to honestly have our guys really the more I think about it, the more this was a statement game to say, hey, when we play these bum ass teams, we're going to come out there and we're going to absolutely destroy them. So, yeah, it was good to see. And, you know, as I mentioned, Julius played like an absolute superstar. Honestly, looked like he could have had 71 instead of 31. But like, when the game is so far out of reach, it, you know, complacency does tend to keep creep in a little bit. As I mentioned, RJ, I think, had, you know, had a very good game, but definitely had moments where the mental, the mental sharpness had kind of dipped because they've been so far ahead for so long. He had two air balls in the second half, and the second one was like, was ugly. But I don't think it was, you know, an indication of his overall performance. It was just some mental lapses because we had honestly just completely, you know, put this game out of reach so early on. So long may it continue, because a few more wins like this will give us, you know, give us time to rest, give us time to contemplate what we can actually play like on the fringes of our potential. I mean, this is the kind of performance that teams like the Celtics, the Warriors, when they're playing well, the Brooklyn Nets, when they actually play up to their potential, you know, all of the elite teams in the league, this is what they do. They beat the teams that they're supposed to beat, and they compete every night with the opponents that are kind of at their level. And again, it was just a little bit of a reminder to the rest of the league that if you play against us this season, there's no such thing as an easy win. And to be honest, the level of competition across the whole league as a, you know, right now with every single team, I don't even think even like the gap between the top teams and the bottom teams is not as big as you think, that even the worst teams in the league could still beat anybody on any given night. So complacency is not really an option. But, you know, to put a bow on it, our guys showed up, they kicked the shit out of the Wolves. Our three best players made all individual and collective statements as to why they're not to be fucked with. And I think it was the perfect way to go into tonight's game against the Brooklyn fucking Nets. So stay tuned for the next episode, because things are about to get wild. But with that said, let's get into the second part of the podcast, where I talk about the importance of taking the leap and creating your own destiny. And we're back. So today was a big day for the Irish Knicks Fan Podcast. I met with the general manager of a space here in Dublin called Windmill Quarter. It is an unbelievable open industrial kind of art deco, but still quite modern, you know, space right next to the gym, which is something that this space, just to give you some context, I've walked past it every day since I rejoined this gym last February, and I thought, Jesus, it would be so cool to do an event in there, but I'm sure it's just too expensive, and like, you know, maybe I maybe like who am I to stand on a stage and like, you know, why would anybody show up to an event? You know, it was just one of those things, though. Every time I walked past it, I just had that feeling like it would be so cool to eventually do some kind of an event in there. And then I kind of just put it away, like to the back of my mind. And over Sober October, I noticed that they were doing more and more, you know, just like speaking events, like with a stage, projector screen, you know, 70 or so seats, theater style, with a bunch of kind of cozy little nooks to the side. And I just kept thinking, Jesus, like that really does look awesome. And actually, during Sober October, there was one night where they were doing some kind of a beer tasting, which I thought was just a cruel sign from the universe, but I don't think it was, and I'll tell you why in a second, ultimately. So yeah, I mean, this, just to take a step back for a second, yesterday I spent some time battling with Apple to get us approved on Apple Podcasts. We are now live on there. yay. That just means bigger audience, bigger likelihood that more people could join the Irish Knicks fan family. I do also know that some advertisers would prefer to, advertise on Apple over Spotify, for various reasons. So maybe it's good strategically for us as we grow and continue to put great content out into the world. But one of the funny things that I went through yesterday was that, or peculiar things, is that there actually is, to out myself on the podcast, there was at least a old podcast feed that I had put out into the world quite prematurely while I was trying to get my last business venture off the ground. To be honest, it was a steaming pile of shite. It was just me kind of regurgitating a bunch of insights and kind of hustle mode speak that I had been fully indoctrinated into at that time. There was maybe a couple of episodes where I was being open and transparent and somewhat vulnerable, but most of it was pretty unoriginal, if I'm honest. It wasn't a very high quality production either. I was just speaking directly into my phone. There's weird echoes and like just shitty quality. Like honestly, even though it actually, after 14 episodes, it actually had built a fairly decent audience, considering it was fucking shit. But the weird thing was I was trying to get it removed because Anchor, which is the distribution partner that I'm using for the Irish Knicks fan pod, had somehow gotten confused and linked that old feed on Apple with the new feed that we're building on Spotify. And I needed to get that removed because if we're going to get approved on Apple, I didn't want to have two Irish Knicks fan feeds and just confuse the shit out of people. And then people would go and listen to the terrible one and just completely dismiss what we're doing here. So, was going through the process, was chatting with a very friendly robot to get the old feed removed. And as far as I know, it has been. It might take a few days for it to be fully removed off all platforms, but a very strange thing occurred. So, what had led to some of the confusion was that the original feed in 2017, the very first podcast was posted on the 22nd of October 2017. So, for those of you that are paying attention, what was the day we posted the first episode of the Irish Knicks Fan Podcast? The 22nd of October 2022, 5 fucking years later. So, I don't know whether that's a sign, and some people in my life have said it is that it's that it clearly there was a 5-year evolution that needed to take place, and that this is me back in line, back in alignment with kind of that power, that greatness, that fire, and that kind of puts me in a position to create my own destiny and make my dreams a reality, that I'm actually back in line with that frequency, and that might be why those dates lined up. Or it could have been a complete fucking coincidence that just creeped the shit out of me at the time. So, so yeah, I think it's removed now, but today was a big day because it looks like we have secured an incredible space for the first Irish Knicks fan live experience. So, this is kind of call it consider it a sneak peek, a soft launch, a quiet announcement of sorts of this big event that's coming. So for you OGs that are already kind of listening to each episode of this podcast, you're going to get the jump on this because I think as far as we know, we're looking at either the 21st, the 27th or the 28th of April. We're leaning a little bit further towards the 28th, because why not give ourselves an extra week to prepare? As I mentioned, met with the general manager of the space today. He couldn't have been more friendly, couldn't have been more kind of amenable. were able to broker a really good deal based on, you know, allowing a certain allocation of tickets to go to the tenants within the, I guess, the workspace that the, you know, that the event space itself exists within. And yeah, just really, really excited for what's to come. The plan is that we're going to kick things off with a Knicks talk. At that point, you know, the regular season will have come to an end or thereabouts. So we'll be able to maybe take a bit of a look back on some of the best moments from the Knicks regular season. Hopefully that's because we're about to go into the playoffs and we're just trying to get ourselves hyped up for, you know, getting, like, creating some upsets and some, you know, just ruffling some feathers. But then we're going to go directly from that into a bit of a ranty rant about this very topic of taking the leap and putting yourself in a position where you have to rise to the occasion and make your dreams a reality. And then finally, we're going to end with some kind of live beer tasting. And the whole thing is going to be live streamed. So any of you that do not live in Dublin or can't make it to the event in person, you'll be sent a QR code or a link once you purchase a streaming only ticket, and you'll be able to watch anywhere around the world and enjoy, like, join in on this live experience together. So I'm really excited. Also absolutely fucking terrified because I've never done anything like this before. And I've never done any public speaking. I don't think I've ever even stood on a stage in front of an audience, unless you count some primary school and secondary school plays, which most of the time consisted of me being as unnoticeable as possible in the back. I did have one experience when I was, I think, in senior infants or first or second class, where we were doing some kind of biblical play as per usual. Hello, Catholic school in Ireland in the 90s. My one line as a shepherd was, "Now it's your turn to take care of the sheep," or something along those lines. And my knees were shaking the entire time. My voice cracked and I thought I was going to die. So this is going to be a really fun experience. No, but in all seriousness, really, really excited about this. I think that creating a self-imposed deadline is going to give me even more of a reason to keep delivering high quality content for you guys, to keep building the brand, to keep going, to keep building, to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and to not lose any of this amazing momentum that we've been building, because I don't have a choice. I have to get to a point where, you know, the Irish Knicks fan has grown to, you know, a certain level, so that an event like this actually makes viable sense, business and otherwise. We're going to start looking for sponsors. We're going to start really trying to work out the logistics of the beer tasting, for example. I'm going to have to work on this very topic, and how do I kind of capture it within maybe a 12 to 18 minute speech, in a way that people won't just fall asleep or you know, get stuck into the many beers that they have already, you know, have in front of them. You know, it's a scary thing, but, you know, this is something that, if I'm honest, back into vulnerability corner here, I've gone through a lot these last couple of years, and especially, you know, everything I've talked about in the past about the routines and the systems and the promises that I've kept to myself, and, you know, all of these things have been in service of rebuilding my confidence basically from the ground up, and falling back in love with myself, as cheesy as that sounds, and, like, really just you know, regaining my sense of place in the world and my worthiness, and, like, how deserving I am to actually be happy and go out and chase after the things that mean the most to me. And if I am truly, truly honest with myself and you guys, the listeners, I think that an event like this is what I've been working towards subconsciously this entire time, because the person that begun this kind of let's call it recovery, or begun this journey of re-self-discovery, could not have done this event 2 years ago. But in my current daily morning meditations, this very clear vision seems to be reappearing. You know, it's me about to walk onto the stage at this event. I'm wearing some sick breads that I have been obsessing over for the past year. Just haven't quite been able to manage, like, just like pull the trigger to actually go and buy them. I want to wear some ripped, cool ass ripped jeans. I've a bit of a confidence issue when it comes to that kind of really like sleek fashiony stuff, like high fashiony stuff. I don't know, I'm still working on that, but I just think breads, sick ripped jeans, a black Irish Knicks fan branded t-shirt, and then have my Calvin Klein denim jacket over that with some, I have a couple of artist friends that I think could do an awesome job of doing like an Irish Knicks fan graffiti on the back of that denim jacket. My hair looking all good, my beard all trimmed, and me probably walking onto the stage, being announced by Dave. Hi, Dave, if you're listening. You know, onto the stage, Brian Evers, or something along the lines of the Irish Knicks fan himself, Brian Evers, and like probably have the music to like Many Men by 50 Cent, or like some kind of badass song like that, you know, full of confidence, master of the universe energy, and just, yeah, just ready to take on the fucking world. And so that's what I'm working towards. That is, you know, the version of myself that I have to be at that point, where I can walk into that moment with complete, you know, confidence, and just like, just that knowing that I'm gonna go and absolutely like just crush this. You know, these are the reps that I'm getting in right now, like to get more comfortable in front of the mic, for example, to keep visualizing and keep practicing, you know, articulating things and getting sharper at what I want to say, and, you know, ultimately get to a point where I feel like I can actually go up onto a stage with an audience that have paid to be there and actually give them an experience that not only will they, you know, never forget, but that they can't wait to tell everybody about. I was at this Irish Knicks fan event. It was fucking sick. Brian's a legend. Like, I learned so much. We got to share in these vulnerable moments. And oh, and then after that, we got to drink some like sick beer and had like a full like beer tasting presentation. And like we shared in this universal experience, and it was fucking unbelievable. You had to be there. Like, that's what I'm trying to create. And it's still very early on. So bear with me. I will be keeping you guys in the loop in terms of the prep and everything else that's going into it. We will be looking at some merch options that will be available to purchase on the night. We'll also be giving everybody who paid to be there in person some free merch as well. And as I said, anyone who's not able to attend will be able to watch the live stream from anywhere around the world. But anyone who does actually attend on the night should get a QR code, like a business card with a QR code in the back, that should be able to keep, you'll be able to keep the link, the evergreen link to the live stream, as a memento of the night itself. So again, none of this probably would have happened if I hadn't taken action on this. It's something that I've sat on for a while. It's something that I've that I've had to work towards in my head. You know, it's something that if you'd asked me 2 years ago, would I ever even put myself in a position to create something like this, I would have said not a fucking chance. But now, you know, one thing has led to another, you know, created the Irish Knicks fan Gmail account, got some help in getting some really cool signatures set up. Obviously, we're working on cranking out these episodes so that we have the social proof and the credibility that we're actually committed to putting quality content out into the world, and, you know, using that to create the momentum to the point where when we get to April, not only have we built the Irish Knicks fan brand, but anyone who is being introduced for the first time will see that this is legit. We'll see that there's, you know, because of the posting schedule that I promise you I'm going to stick to, we're going to have almost 80 episodes by the time the event comes around, so that, you know, when people are actually doing their due diligence and trying to figure out what the fuck is going on in that space on the 28th of April, they'll be able to see that this is something that they may want to be a part of. So, but, you know, the I guess the most important thing that I wanted to share about this is that, you know, none of this would have been possible if I didn't put myself in a position where I now have to rise to the occasion. Like, now I have to figure out, you know, well, first of all, I have to lock in the exact date. Then I have to, you know, create the Eventbrite of the date, the time, you know, what ticket price is it going to be, etc. Then I also have to work on continuing to put out the content between now and then so that we continue to grow the brand. Then I also have to make decisions based on how we're actually going to grow the brand to get to the most, like, to get that to that optimum point, so that when we optimal point, should I say, so that when we get to the night itself, you know, this has been established and this is going to be a undeniable, like, unshakable success. And basically, because we have created that deadline, every decision that we make from here on out will be with that end goal in mind. We will be reverse engineering every single decision from this point with this event in mind. So I will start putting out video content, for example. We're definitely going to start doing some live streams as like a test run. Thanks, Dave, for the great idea to even do a beer tasting on a live stream to get more comfortable with the format and maybe try out different ways of doing it, so that on the night it looks like that we've done it 100 times before, because we actually have. You know, the only way to get comfortable in a situation like this is to get the reps in, is to do the prep work, is to actually think about every little thing, so that you are in a position to make this one of the greatest nights, that, like, one of these nights that we'll never forget, as we're building this together. But even with that said, it's not going to go perfectly. We know that for sure. There's going to be things on the night that we don't foresee that will not go to plan. But I couldn't be more excited. I mean, after I finished that meeting with the general manager today, I sent a bunch of very, very excited voice notes out. I added a bunch of things to the Irish Knicks fan WhatsApp group. When you start taking those steps towards creating your own, like, reality, when you start betting on yourself to, like, basically make your dreams come true, as, again, as cheesy as that sounds, there is a magic and a momentum that will propel you forward. Like, when, like I mentioned in the last episode, when you are totally unapologetic and coming from a true place of authenticity, like, people will reach out and want to help and support you to, you know, like, in order to realize this dream. Like, we're going to start reaching out to sponsors. We're going to start, like, looking at, do we need to hire a team for the night itself to make sure that things go as smoothly as possible? We're going to have to really start investing in better equipment so that we can put out even better quality content going forward. We're going to have to think about what kind of promotion strategy that we're going to do on the lead up to event. Do we do an activation in the gym, for example, considering it's right next door? Like, how many live streams are we going to do as test runs in the lead up to the event. You know, like, who's going to partner with us? How are they going to partner with us? What are they going to ask for us from us in return? Like, all of these things need to be thought out and we need to work through it. But again, we're not going to be able to get all the answers to all of these questions, you know, in one day. So it's, you know, we'll take it day by day. We'll tick things off the list one by one. You know, as I always say, it's like, it's blinkers on, it's time to execute. It's time to, you know, do everything you can to put yourself in the position to be successful. You know, it's time to overcome all of those feelings of self-doubt and, you know, imposter syndrome and lack of confidence and all of these things that I'm currently working through in real time. Like, I'm gonna have to do some deep work on, like, addressing those wounds ahead of this event, because the version of me that wants to walk out onto that stage that I told you about, like, I'm not there yet. I have work to do in order for that to be a reality, but I can see it. And if I can see it, I can create it, right? And that's how you need to feel about these things, is that, you know, these ideas that come to you, these moments of inspiration, these moments where you can feel it in your bones that this is the thing that you need to do, like, you need to listen to that. That's your intuition screaming at you, like, pay attention to this. And I honestly feel like that feeling of dissonance, that feeling of anxiety, that feeling of just restlessness is your intuition saying you are off track again. Like, you are wavering. Get back on track. Like, there, we all know what we want to be doing in this world. And I know that this is from a place of, you know, being in a position to actually pursue these things. I totally understand that. But, like, your intuition knows. Like, your intuition is telling you that this is what you need to do, that this is what's in your heart, this is what's in your soul, this is what you were meant to bring into the world. And I could not be more excited about what's to happen. Now, I know that this is like the absolute epitome of a ranty rant, because I'm not sure there's been any value in this whatsoever. But I just wanted to tell you guys that this is coming. This is not hypothetical. This is not something that might happen. This is not something that I'm going to back out of. I'm getting this on record, just like my unapologetic ranty rant from the last episode. This is happening. The Irish Knicks fan live experience is happening in April. We are 5.5 months away from creating our own reality, and it starts today. So with that said, I'm going to go take a nap before the Brooklyn Nets game. I hope there was some value in this week's or this episode. We are doing this together. I couldn't be more excited for what's to come. So stay tuned and watch this space. And finally, let's go Knicks!